And next, we have another Brian Fellows scene. I know, I know. This one stars Josh as Brian Fellow, and Eden, a.k.a. Mr. Kitty, as his guest, and Sasuya is doing the announcer's voice. So, enjoy.
Brian Fellow is not an accredited zoologist, nor does he hold an advanced degree in any environmental sciences. He is simply an enthusiastic young man with a sixth-grade education and an abiding love for all of God's creatures. Share his love tonight on Brian Fellow's Safari Planet.
Good evening, and welcome to Brian Fellow's Safari Planet. I'm Brian Fellow. Today we're going to be meeting some animals with big ears. I bet they can hear me whisper. I'm very excited to meet some new friends. So let's get going. Our first guest has some very good eyesight because he eats carrots. Please welcome a bunny rabbit. And who are you?
I'm Gabby Connors. I work for the Zoomobile in Santa Barbara.
Welcome, Barbara.
No, I'm Gabby. I'm from Santa Barbara.
I'm Brian Fellow.
Well, I brought someone for you to meet. This is Riley. He's one of our most popular animals on the Zoomobile. He's a 3-year-old short hair rabbit.
Why did you cut his hair so short?
I didn't actually cut his hair. This particular rabbit has naturally short hair.
Rabbits can't cut their own hair. That's crazy.
Oh, well, of course rabbits can't cut their own hair. No.
That's what I said.
Well, you're right. Even though this rabbit's hair is short, the coat is thick enough to keep him plenty warm in the winter nights.
I bet if he tried to cut his own hair, he might cut one of his ears off.
Well, I suppose so. But like I said, this rabbit didn't cut its own hair.
Then why did you bring him here? Get him out of here. Next time, make sure he do what you say he do. I'm very sorry about that. It's inexcusable. Someone's gonna lose their job over that, and I mean this. Our next guest has a big ears, too, because he likes to carry coffee beans and rocks. Please welcome a donkey.
I'd like you to meet Jesse.
I already have a friend named Jesse. He fixes my car.
That's nice.
Does this donkey fix cars?
No, he doesn't.
Then they probably aren't related.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right.
Remember that haircut rabbit with the short haircut?
Yeah, I do.
That was crazy.
It sure was. And although it might look like it, this donkey didn't give himself a haircut.
I know that. I'm not stupid.
I was just kidding.
I'm Brian Fellow. Let me ask you a question. Is a donkey and a mule the same thing?
You know, that's a very good question.
He crazy.
What? What are you talking about?
The haircut rabbit.
What? What haircut rabbit?
Oh, just think about it.
Maybe you're the crazy one.
I'm Brian Fellow. And that's all the time we have for today. Join me next time when we meet a flying squirrel. That sounds crazy. I'm Brian Fellow.
I love my crappy donkey hoofs in the...
I was like, wow, Dylan, you put in a sound effect. That's so cute. You never put in sound effects.
And now you see why.
It was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody's going to want to be on your team after they hear my mixing and then hear yours. They're going to be like, we don't want to be on Dylan's team. Anyway. So, First of all, Eden did not do her lines exactly the way they were written. And if you're going to do that, like, I don't mind if you improv, but at least give me one take with them the way that they're written. And then the second take, you can do whatever. You didn't deviate that much, but it was kind of annoying. So,
yeah, if I'd have written them, that's a rule that pretty much every single director I know, director, post producer, whatever, goes by, is where you need to do one verbatim. Verbatim means exactly as written, and then you can improv whatever the hell you want after that. That's usually how the rule goes. So,
yes, I think to win this competition, you have to not only be able to act really well, but you also have to be able to follow directions. Otherwise,
yes, directions are great to follow.
Yeah. But aside from that, Eden, you took essentially the same character that Hex Hot Stuff had, and you really did a much better job with it. Like, you really made the character into a person, and you did a great job sounding like you were actually having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then, Josh, you also did a voice, but this one worked for you. You had, like, a really weird demeanor, and, like, you didn't try to copy Tracy Morgan doing this character, and neither did Rest, so I give you both props on that, but I would have liked you to kind of amp up something in the scene. I don't know what, really. The emotion, it was kind of flat a little bit emotionally, but the character was so weird, it kind of worked. But the laugh you did sounded so real. Like, you did a great job with that laugh. But I thought you guys both owned the other team in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Trigatry.
I liked both actors in this one. I felt there was more reality to it. I'm sorry, I have a really short attention span, so remembering what I was supposed to say. Oh yeah! Like, every single time Josh would say crazy, it made me laugh. He crazy.
Yeah, the way you delivered your lines was really funny. It was so weird, but it worked. Maybe I don't know.
I know what it is. You reminded me of South Park, because they have this habit of talking sort of like this whenever they are mocking something. I don't know why, but they do. And then, Eden, I thought you said your lines rather realistically. since you're supposed to be the straight man, that's a good thing. And then Brian Fellow's supposed to be the absolute, complete oddball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eden, you really impressed me. I wasn't expecting this good of a performance from you, just because the part wasn't that great, and I didn't think you were gonna take it that seriously. Not just you, but anybody. But I'm glad that you actually put effort into it and didn't just read the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought you guys both did a good job.
Yes.
And that's all I have to say.
Ditto.
Next up is the Jeffrey skit from Saturday Night Live. Now this one has Sasuya, Gale, and Rachel Deer in it. Gale and Sassy are kind of hard to tell apart. So the first person you're going to hear speak is Rachel Deer. And then you're going to hear Sasuya, and then you're going to hear Gale. Those are the way the lines work out. Rachel Deer is the customer, Sasuya is clerk number two, and Gale is clerk number one. Take it away, ladies.
Hi, excuse me. Do you guys carry any Diesel brand jeans?
Yeah. We also carry Hootie and the Blowfish albums. Shall I wrap one up in a backwards baseball cap for you with the tape of the Cheers finale?
Or you can try them on in that time machine over there. Why don't you set it for 1994?
Come on, man. Diesel's hip.
Yeah, a hip that should be replaced. Let me guess. You wear Quicksilver swimming trunks.
Yeah, I do. What? They're cool.
Yeah, look. We don't carry Diesel. We work at Jeffrey's. We read Italian Vogue. It's our deal. I don't come to where you work and knock the corn dog out of your hand.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
What it means is we want you to be outside of our little Invisa Square.
Okay, fine. I'm also looking for a sweater for my boyfriend. Can you at least help with that?
Really? Well, if you want it to match your outfit, then I suggest you try a Hallmark store.
That way, you can pick up that Hang In There poster you've been dying to get.
Air 5!
What are you talking about? I just said that I'm willing to spend $300 on a sweater.
$300? Wow, so your check came in from being on Springer?
Very funny. I'll go somewhere else then.
You could drop 5.
What? That is so rude of you.
What's rude is that Jean Nate body flash that you are trying to pass off as perfume.
I am not wearing Jean Nate, okay?
Look, this isn't the Pack and Save. This is Jeffrey's.
We don't have a sweater for your boyfriend unless he's dating you as some sort of art performance project or something.
Yeah, why don't you go back to Kansas, fry some bologna, and adjust the cinder blocks on your house, okay?
Okay.
Now, shoo.
Shoo.
Please. Everywhere else is closed.
Ugh. Too bad they don't have personal velvet ropes that you can wrap around yourself.
Seriously?
Can you just help me?
No.
No.
But I just...
No.
No.
But
no.
I...
No.
But...
No.
No.
But...
No.
No. Look, we work at Jeffrey's. I have Moroccan dental floss that's more expensive than your entire wardrobe.
What? This is a genuine leather Looney Tunes jacket.
Huh. I didn't know Trailer Trash Barbie had a garage sale. You might want to check back at Christmas time when we donate clothes to the homeless.
See you then.
Well, maybe I'll donate an insult to you, you bitches.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a devastating comeback in the break room at Circuit City.
And I'm sure you got a meatball sub or something to finish in your El Camino.
For your information, lady, I have a half-eaten taco in my trousel. So, see ya.
It has been a nightmare today.
Thank you!
They should have never added that door. This store was so much cleaner when it had no entrance.
I wish people could be more like clothes.
Trekichi, would you like to go first this time?
Never, Dylan. Ever.
I didn't think so.
But if you want me to go first.
I would like you to go first, actually.
Okay.
Because I've heard the scene so many times, and you haven't.
Okay. Dylan? I know I'm not supposed to say anything to you about your mixing. Mm-hmm. But some of it actually could have been, like, closer together.
Some of it could have what?
Some of it could have been, like, faster.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
Moving on
to the people who I'm actually supposed to critique. let's see here. Gail, I thought you did good.
Tommy's proposing to her again.
You know what? Tommy's allowed to propose to her if she's going to talk like that for this.
That's true. Because
that works for this. Okay, this is really weird to say since you guys... I'm not sure if you worked together on this, but you guys worked well off of each other, which
is
a good thing
too.
To get when you're not actually working off of each other.
Yeah, I had
well,
that
you
exact
could have possibly
note.
Been, but anyway. And then, I don't know, I have to say my favorite of this was Sasia, just because some of her her deliveries were, like, spot on for maximum comedic value.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And I do love my comedic value. Rachel, dear, I think you started really getting into it nearer to the end, but some of it before that, I don't think you were pulling enough insult from it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
and that is my critique.
Like, real talk, I think, Rachel, you were the weakest on the team, and I think you kind of let him down because... Especially towards the beginning of the scene, because they were both doing so well, and then your lines would be kind of like, and then it would kind of take me out of the scene. And, your reactions weren't at all real-sounding. Like, if you went to a store and people were treating you that way, well, you'd probably leave, but if you didn't leave, you'd be, like, completely shocked, and you're just like, Sassy and Gail, you both did a really good job. I have this note, too. I thought your timing was really good, and you guys played well off each other, even though you weren't playing off each other in person. They did rehearse that scene, though,
I figured they did.
Yeah. I was really pleased with both of you guys. And, like, Gail, this is so much better than your audition piece. Like, getting into an actual scene, it really, you were really, really good.
Contemporary really works for you, Gail.
Yeah. And I think you guys were just so good together that maybe that's why I was so disappointed with Rachel Deer, because she just seemed out of place. Like, you guys could have just done the whole scene without even her being in the scene, and it still would have been funny.
Yeah.
I think you're awesome, Rachel Deer. I just think you faltered in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is my favorite one so far.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent work, you ladies. Next up is another skit from Saturday Night Live. This one is called Sarcasm 101. And it stars Ducky Patterson as Mr. Bennett, who is the first person you will hear talking. Aya protects the toothpaste as Sarah, who is the second person you'll hear talking. W.J. Mill as Jane, who is the second girl you'll hear talking. And then Demon Star 13 as Marissa, which is the third girl you'll hear talking. I hope you can follow that. Take it away.
Oh, in class, whoever parked in my space, thank you. I enjoyed the walk.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's nothing like an hour in the rain.
Oh, wait. I get it. You're saying that because you don't want her to park in your spot.
Very good. You win the trip to Jamaica.
Hey, wait a minute. You didn't say there was a prize.
Wow, could you be any stupider?
Excuse me, is this Sarcasm 101?
No, it's Lamaze class for Man Named Arthur.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm kidding. It's Sarcasm 101. Be more gullible. Take any seat you want. Except that one. I'm kidding. Sit down.
It's really hard to tell.
Thank you. What's your name?
Marissa.
Well done. Marissa has just learned what? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
Good sarcasm is hard to distinguish from normal speech.
Could you be more of a teacher's pet?
Jane, I heard that. Good one. Okay, last week's assignment was how do you describe the food in England? Jane?
The food is so good there.
Excellent.
Boiling everything is a really super smart way to cook everything.
Well done.
When my dad eats, he sounds like a pig.
No, that could not be more wrong.
But...
And just so you know, Jane, I don't like it when you say things.
My dad's from England.
See, I see your mouth moving, and all I hear are these sounds, but it's just coming out like, woo, blah, blee, blee, blue, my dad, my dad. So you see, Marissa, England is famous for having awful food, so...
Why do you have to criticize everybody? I mean, I'm sure they have some good food.
Oh, let's see, what was I going to say in response to that? Oh, right. I don't care.
See? Now you're just being rude.
Be more sensitive.
Way to take a joke, Marissa.
Good one.
Hey, Marissa. Marissa, whenever you talk, I want to be friends with you even less.
That's not quite sarcasm, Sarah, but an excellent try.
You people are cruel.
You people are cruel. Oh, that wasn't sarcasm. I just enjoy doing that. Okay, quick pop quiz for everybody. You walk into a bar, and you see a fat, ugly, disgusting guy in the corner. You turn to your friends, and you say, what?
Could he be any larger? Could he be any uglier?
He looks like my dad.
Whoa, Jane, try again.
He looks a great deal like my dad?
Class?
Be more stupid?
You're not very nice.
No. Try saying it, could you be any meaner?
I don't think you could be.
Marissa, why did you come here?
My mother says I have no sense of humor.
Really?
Mr. Bennett, I was wondering if we could waste more time catering to Marissa's mommy issues instead of actually learning something.
Excellent, Sarah.
I don't see what's so funny.
Now there's a shocker.
I nominate Marissa for class president because of her incisive wit.
You people just don't know when to stop.
Why don't you cry about it?
Hey. Great one.
Hey, Mr. Bennett, I think that's enough, sir. I think she's really crying.
Yeah, Mr. Bennett, lay off now.
Sarah, be weaker. Jane, could you be any more of a baby?
Everybody, meet Marissa Langford, my teaching assistant.
She was faking?
Catch on slower.
Hey, I don't think she's really a student.
Be a bigger moron.
All right, that's time, people. Tonight's assignment is to be glib to somebody you're afraid of.
Great. Hey, could this class suck more?
Could the teacher be any worse?
So, W.J. Mill forgot a line, and I had to fill that line in. Yeah. And I'm going to keep filling in lines when people forget. So, if you hear me randomly, that's a bad sign. And again, W.J. Mill, whoever wins this competition can't just be like... You know...
You can't go, I'm too good for this line, I'm not gonna do it. Or be forgetful, that's also bad.
Yes. You have to be able to, like, follow directions and be careful to submit all of your lines. I'm being fairly lenient maybe this week, but, like, once it gets closer to the end of the competition, I'm not gonna be that lenient.
Probably even...
Ducky, like, you were perfect in this scene, I thought. Your timing was so perfect in this, and I'm really glad that you proved us wrong after the audition. I think you're hilarious. And I'm really glad you're on the show. This is the first thing I really laughed out loud at, and it was because of your delivery on some of those lines. I thought you were good as well, especially your sarcasm lines. I thought you did really well on that. And then W.J. Mill, you did a good job as well. Both of you guys were good sidekicks for Ducky here. Ducky pretty much, in my mind, stole that scene completely, but that scene was, I mean, he had some of the better lines, too. Demon Star, your lines were kind of hit and miss. You still have that problem that you had from the audition where you'll talk really fast and kind of monotone. So I really want you to focus on working on that, and that's my critique for this scene. It's hard critiquing scenes of people. Like with
The biggest problem with this scene is that there's so many girls in it, and they all sound very similar. And their personalities aren't different from each other.
Yeah.
So it's like nigh impossible to remember who did what. So I'm really sorry, girls, but, that's why you're not going to get a proper critique from me. If you'd like, I'll listen to it again and, like, give proper critique later. But as for now, let's see here. I'm just going to comment on the easy one. Ducky, that was good.
Okay.
You made me snort giggle, when you did whatever mocking thing it was that you did. The woo, blobby, blue,
really
woo, my dad,
really
my dad,
thing.
That thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The really line was really funny, too. The really that he did. And then the other line that really cracked me up the way he did it was, I'm just kidding, sit down. The way he said that towards the beginning was really funny.
Like, this is a funny scene, so I'm very happy for the parts of it that were funny. Which was everything that Ducky did so far, and then, crap, I can't remember. Like, seriously, just go off of what Dylan said, because I probably agree with it. I'm really bad at distinguishing female voices.